more IQ. Got the push water in here, and the price of the gas is still less than $3. It was $2.98 or something like that. Without a doubt, Walmart, at least in this area, is the cheapest place to go, and everybody knows it, and that it stays packed.
This is Sam's, and I was talking to Rusty on the radio, and I'm sure he'll be over here in a minute. I got two messages from Prisma Health. Says you've received a secure message from them this morning on text messages, Bill. And I just went to my chart and looked on there because I didn't want to click on that link on my phone. There ain't no messages there. Just wonder if that's bogus.
W2T Mobile.
Hey. Well, it definitely could be. I get a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. It's amazing how many fake messages there are like that. Let's put it this way. You went over there, and you went over to my chart, looked, and nothing's there. It's probably 99% sure it's a bogus message. I get literally every month hundreds of those.
Yeah, I've never got them, but seems like lately I'm getting a few kind of queer messages, and I just won't click on those links, even on the message, text message. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning, Bill. I suggested that since he has a number for Prisma Health, to call them directly and ask them if they had sent him some kind of message this morning, because he and Bernice have both been to doctors lately, and sometimes they do send things. I get stuff via email telling me to go look at my chart, and I'll link for a preliminary paperwork for something I'm having done. So anyway, and good to hear you again. And yeah, gas is down. I'm seeing $3.09 a gallon over here at a regular station. We don't have a Walmart that sells gas over here, at least I haven't found one yet. And maybe one of the newer ones up out of downtown Spartanburg area might, but anyway. But other things is not too bad, so go ahead, Bill, W2T Mobile.
Yeah, it's just amazing how many bogus messages come. They come from everything. They come from Spectrum, Verizon. They come from Wells Fargo. They come from Barclays. They come from, you name it. Of course, a lot of that stuff's just hit and miss. They'll say, your package is arriving, but we need information. Sometimes it'll be from FedEx. Sometimes it'll be UPS. Sometimes it'll be United States Postal Service. I mean, just anything you think of, they're out there to try to get you to give them your information. It's just ubiquitous. So I just when I get in the morning and go through my phone, that's where I pick up my email and go through it. I have coffee. I just basically I just say select all, and then uncheck the ones that I really want and delete the rest of them. They just go in trash. I mean, I'll have maybe 30, 35 of those every morning. Only a couple of them are the ones I really that mean anything.
Bill, well, Rusty, the wife says she's ready to go, so I better get out of here. I had one question, Bill, and I've just kind of given up on it, but I think I got everything loaded on my, I loaded that OmniRig and that, and I've listened to YouTube after YouTube on how to make that Bandscope work. It is not up there, and if you can't explain it to me, don't worry about it. I can do without it. But It doesn't say that it's communicating with that dongle. Is there a way to make it communicate? I know it's got to use the...
I'd do it. You have... I'm trying to remember which one you have now. It's SDR Play, I think. 1A, I think. But... since you got a new computer and everything, the best thing to do, make sure the dongle's working and communicating, is to go up and download the UNO program, which will install all the drivers, install everything you need, and within UNO, you can verify that the unit is working. So, in an SDR Play, they've got a couple versions of, their drivers. You don't get the right one in there, it's not going to work. So, best way to make sure the right ones are in there is download the SDR Uno, because when you install it, it'll put the right drivers for your SDR Play. You might call it dongle, but it's for your receiver, SDR receiver.
Okay, so I just put in www.sdruno.com?
No, that's the name of the program. You can do a search for UNO. I'm trying to think of the name of the people that... Well, you can just put in SDR1A or SDR Play, and you can find their website. And you get on there, and it's got the downloads and whatnot. But probably before you do that, you probably make sure that everything, anything you've already got installed for that SDR receiver is uninstalled.
Okay, and the other thing was, it says the baud rate's 9600, and I remember you saying something about 192. That's what shows up on the bandscope. Is, you know, I went through all those things that you written. But then there's another thing that says something about, it asks what the baud rate is, and this old boy is English that the YouTube's on, and he said make sure there's 9600. Is that correct?
I guess it depends what you're using with it. I tell you, there's so much involved with all that. I can't tell you whether it is or not, but should be able to operate with other things than 96. Now, your radio, like when it's communicating your radio, it's 9600 because of the amplifier you have and you're communicating with, so you've got to set your radio 590 to 9600. That's correct if that's what you're talking about. But the SDR Play will operate with a number of speeds depending on what you want to do with it. That's about the best I can tell you. But What I would do is just to go back and make sure that your receiver is working, the SDR Play is working, and it's working with their software, which is UNO. So go up to the SDR Play and get it working that way first. That's what you need to do.
Do I need to? I got SDR Play in there. But do I need to uninstall it first and then go back up to that?
Well, yeah, if I were you, because I don't know what you got in there and what you don't. So just uninstall it. Anything you have in there pertaining to it, to your SDR Play, uninstall it. And then go up to the website and install SDR Uno. And it'll ask you which version of SDR Play you got, the 1A or the 1 or 2 or They got different ones. And based on that, he'll install the right drivers for it. But if you got, well, anyway, that's all I can tell you. That's the best thing to do. Go back and start from zero and do that. Over.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. And I better get Bernice down to Aldi's or she's going to kill me or the traffic will, one of the two. So, great talking to you this morning. Thanks for the information. And, Rusty, I'll turn it over to you and see you guys on the road, I guess. This is Zero TR.
Hey, 73. I'm just about home. So, I'm going to follow your advice, go home and stay inside. It's going to be a bruiser today. Okay, Rusty, go ahead and take it. N4IQ.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and say 73s with both of you because I'm about over here to where I'm going to be, and I'm going to be pulling into a parking lot and stopping, so getting out to go into the camera store I got where I'm headed over here. So anyway, both good to hear you again, Bill, and Tom, I'll talk to you later. W22 clear.